The Broncos are getting set to head on the road for the second week in a row as they face Tampa Bay this Sunday. And now we're pleased to be joined by Scott Smith remotely from Buccaneers.com. Scott, thank you so much for taking some time to join us.
My pleasure, Phil.
Obviously, the first thing you think about with the Buccaneers is Jameis Winston. What kind of growth have you seen from him here in year two? We heard about the weight loss, and it's clearly showed out there on the field.
Yeah, the kind of growth that Jameis has had ever since he arrived really is, I would call it steady and constantly upward. He's fantastically good at recognizing and addressing and fixing any deficiencies in his game. Very early in his rookie season, he was throwing way too many interceptions, and he addressed that and went on a long stretch where he pretty much eliminated that problem from his game as much as any quarterback can over the long run. He identified at the Pro Bowl last year that while he had felt fine about with the shape he was in, as he looked around at some of the guys he was really admiring, he realized he could do better in that regard. So that was yet another thing that he's fixed. And, you know, I think he's on his way to being one of the elite quarterbacks in this league. He's putting up numbers, obviously, this year that have him among the top, if not for the, rash of interceptions in Arizona, several of which really weren't his fault. This happens with quarterbacks. He'd have some of the best numbers in the league right now.
Oh, well, we know that he's been passing the ball more than any other quarterback in the NFL. Has that just been the effect of Doug Martin's injury?
It's game situations, and Dirk Cutter said today, and, you know, it was kind of obvious anyway, that we don't want to be throwing the ball as many times. He's thrown it like 110 times in the last two games. That is an indication of the confidence the team has with him to let him throw that many passes. But we got down early in Arizona. Things turned around for us in a bad way last week against the Rams, and we simply had to be throwing a lot more than we wanted to. The Doug Martin effect, I would say, probably had a little bit more of effect in this last game. We had difficulty getting the run going early with Charles Sims and Jacquizz Rodgers, and so, you had to pass the ball a little bit more than you wanted to, I'd say.
Jameis Winston, of course, the first quarterback taken 2 years ago, the last quarterback taken in that draft, surprisingly, Trevor Siemian. He's sort of introducing himself to the rest of the NFL each week here. What is the Bucs defense expecting?
Well, I'll tell you, with the exception of this week, I'll be rooting for him as well, as I'm a fellow Northwestern alum. And one of his former teammates who plays on a practice squad, Danny Vitale, also a Northwestern alum, he says what people are finding out about Trevor is how composed he is. He just has this natural composure that people aren't aware of. And I talked to Dirk Cutter about him yesterday, and it's unexpected. You don't run into a lot of situations where the third string quarterback from the previous year is starting for the champions. So people are taking note, of course. I think the Buccaneers probably view this as not your typical inexperienced starters simply because of that composure they've shown. So I don't think the game plan would be significantly different for him or any other quarterback you might have in there.
Well, the one topic of conversation this week around here has been the heat heading down to Tampa Bay this week. When teams typically come to Denver, they talk about the altitude. Is the heat a home field advantage for you guys?
We certainly like it to be. Throughout the entire history of this organization, have never tried to leave Florida for training camp. Our training camps, our summers are absolutely grueling. But the idea has always been it's still that hot in September and sometimes well into October, and we feel like we can prepare ourselves for it better than the incoming teams. And I think that has shown when we've had good teams, you've seen that. You see more stamina at the end of games for the Buccaneers. Right now, in the last few years, probably haven't seen as much of an effect of that, not much of a home field advantage, simply because the team hasn't been performing well across the board. We think this season's going to be different. But really, the problem for teams coming in now might be the rain more than the heat. Last week, it was a very humid day for most of the day, and then you had the weather at the end and a 69-minute rain delay. And I'll tell you, both teams were really tired at the end of that game.
I know personally, I wish we were coming down in December, maybe something like that, when it was snowing here.
It's beautiful here in December, absolutely.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to a great game this Sunday. Scott Smith, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Phil. My pleasure.